Yes, Raymundo.
There's a man studying the prophecies. He's looking for heirs. He's looking for ways to make you look bad. He's trying very hard. The problem with this man, he doesn't want to face the truth. And I'll tell you right now, this minute, he won't find anything wrong. But there's so much anger, so much prejudice in this man. He's going to twist something and make something that isn't there. And it's going to mill it around in his mind over and over until he's convinced himself that it's wrong. That'll give him a reason for living, because he can't believe the true word of God. He has too much of the world in him. He's self-righteous. He's vain. Right now, he's studying and studying the prophecies with a fine-tooth comb, looking for anything and everything to discredit my word. He thinks he's doing me a favor. So be it. So be it. Remember my words. Those who aren't with me are against me. And I correct what is not with me. Remember my words. The vengeance of God. The wrath of God. This particular man is switching sides. He's working with the devil, thinking he's working for God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Evilness is embedded into the body of Christ. For people who are controllers, people who are disobedient to the Word of God, they pick and choose, they hop from here to there in the Bible. They have their own agendas, their own goals, their own ministries. They're not looking for God. They're looking for fights. They're looking for battles. They want to prove that they're so superior, so knowledgeable in the Word of God, that they're cutting their own throats. That's one of the reasons Jesus Christ of Nazareth spoke in parables, because there are many people like that. Only those that have the Spirit of God can understand the Word of God. Parables are righteous, are the words of God, only meant for the people of God. People of the world are confused. They want everything simple. Simply said, they need the Holy Spirit to interpret these parables. Every parable that I have given you right now, though, has its own distinct meaning. Some have multiple meanings. This is what makes these kind of people mad, because they don't have the Spirit of God, and they'll never understand these parables. Even if you gave them the answer, they still would not see it, because they're blinded. You can read about them in the Bible. People have scales over their eyes. You can hit them over the head with the Word of God. It won't faze them. They'll never see it. And the more they can't see, the more angry they get. Hatred is things of the devil. The devil hates everything that is of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of the Holy Spirit, of Jehovah God. Anger breeds anger. So be it. So be it. Yes, they won't know. Those were my words that I told you, Hitler. Was the woof of the devil. Hitler was the tail of the devil. Yes, they know. Those were my words. Write everything correctly. Exactly. Hitler did the devil's bidding. Do you know what happened to Hitler? Do you know what happened to the German people? Those that follow the wrong path, sooner or later, cross by path. And I correct everything that needs to be corrected. Many people believe that some of these soldiers that protected, guarded these Jewish people in concentration camps got away, that they were just following orders. But remember, I know what's in their hearts. I know every single hair on top of their heads. And I will correct them. not only in this world, but in the afterlife. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Remembering the things of the devil, I correct. Things of mine, I save and take to heaven. So be it. So be it. So be it. Remember. I see all. I correct all. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.